Thousands of cars pass through this four-mile stretch of Highway 101 every day. The area is just south of Crescent City, and it's part of a regular commute for residents and travelers in Del Norte County. It's known as Last Chance Grade, and it's notorious for slight activity. While it's constantly under maintenance by Caltrans, some residents feel like it's only a matter of time before the road literally falls into the ocean. Drivers like Dennis Sutton says oftentimes he's afraid of traveling over Last Chance Grade.
I work all over, and I go into Eureka quite a bit, and so I have to drive up and down. It makes me nervous driving down there.
Sharon Grisbaum, a 15-year resident of Del Norte County, says she feels like the rest of the state does not care about their safety on the North Coast.
It's unsafe. It needs to be fixed. Are we that worthless to the state of California that we're nothing up here to them? It appears to that because some of our senators have no idea where we're at.
Both Sharon and Dennis are worried about safety and find themselves frustrated with how long the process of fixing Last Chance Grade is taking. Caltrans District 1 actively sees those concerns and held an assessment risk public open house to determine what the best solution is. The alternative solutions have now been categorized into 9 different plans. Some require constructing a more inland road, but that would impact the national and state parks. Other plans would require fixing the existing alignment, and another would require a system of tunnels. Senator Mike McGuire, who spoke at the open house, says that whatever plan is selected will not be cheap, but it will be essential for the well-being of Del Norte County.
Our first goal has to be to get these dollars here in the coming year or two, and that's our focus right now.
McGuire says that the plans with Caltrans and other stakeholders in Last Chance Grade has resulted in more funding toward the initial stages of the project. Jamie Mattioli, a projects manager with Caltrans who oversees Last Chance Grade, says they've acquired $10 million for the environmental phase of the project, which will help them determine the best possible solution for Last Chance Grade.
We wanted to make sure that people understand why we were conducting the risk assessment, to understand that it's something that is not a distraction from the project, but actually something that is allowing us to speed up the process.
In the meantime, Mattioli says Caltrans has all the resources to keep the road safe for travelers. And if another major slide would occur, that it would only take several days to get the section of the highway back in working order. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.